The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello, everyone, and happy to be here with you, and thank you for all the chats and good mornings. So, as we start, I want to say that there's a famous European philosophical statement by Descartes, where he said, "I think, therefore I am." And if we want to restate that in Buddhist terms, perhaps we would say, "I relate, therefore I am." That an essential part of what it means to be a self, to be engaged in the world, is to be relating to things. And we relate to things in all kinds of ways. Most simplistically, we relate for or against or neutral. We either want something, we don't want something, or we're kind of indifferent to it. And but predominantly the indifferent or neutral is kind of rare. And there's generally always relating to something. And if you look at your thinking, thinking is generally about some kind of relationship that's going on between ourselves and something else, or commenting on a relationship. And it's the relating that both that does itself perpetuating, but it's also attends to that's where the locus is of finding freedom. We want to understand what we're contributing to this relating, what we're doing there, and how we're caught or holding on or somehow putting much more energy and effort that's needed to be concerned with our relationships. So we're always relating, and sometimes the relating is a little bit separate in the sense that we're thinking about the relationships. Thinking about how we want or don't want or something. And Buddhist practice is not only to simplify that relating, so there's a lot of extra energy going into how we are involved with things of the world and people in the world and all kinds of things, or how we relate, extra effort in how we relate to ourselves and how we think about ourselves, how we're involved with ourselves and the parts of ourselves, our emotions, our feelings, our thoughts. And we could be at war with them, or we could love them, or hold on to them, or trying to make something out of them. And meditation is a way of simplifying their relationship. And what we discover in that simplification is that hostility and greed and criticism and fear take a lot of energy. And there is a way in which some of the more wonderful qualities, the healthy qualities that we have inside, when we're able to settle enough, actually take less work, take less energy. When we relate to our experience with kindness, there's a way in which that kindness can kind of float up or just kind of be there in a simple way. We don't have to work at it so much. Compassion is not something we have to work on as we get settled and deeper connected to ourselves. And the pathway to that is mindfulness. Mindfulness is helping us understand what we're doing that's extra, where we put our energy and our relating into, so that we maybe can relate to the mindfulness more than everything else. We relate to being aware, but from that awareness that is more of an opening or more of a allowing awareness to operate than it is a doing or applying or putting a lot of energy in. And of course, there is some effort that goes into being mindful, but the art of it is to move to that place, to find that place where we are clearly alert to the present moment and really here. But it's from a place that's not so willed or not so self-directed. It's more of a the a natural functioning or a deep place inside where the effort doesn't have to be so forceful or willful, or all the extra energy is put aside. So it turns out that kindness, care, is a part and parcel of this kind of movement towards a place where we're actually making less effort. So in the effort to be kind in our meditation, to talk to ourselves in kind ways, to have a kind attitude towards ourselves, the principle is, see if you can find that in the place where there's not a lot of effort to do so. It's more like getting quieter, a letting go, the recognition of a softer place inside where it seems that kindness or maybe almost resides or is allowed to be there. It does require some letting go. It may be easier. It requires no longer believing the ways that we relate that have to do with anger or fear or annoyance or greed or self-building or self-creating a self and trying to get away from things and trying to fix things and trying to defend ourselves and all these things we do that take a lot of effort. We don't want to say there's anything inherently wrong with all those things, but it's just a lot of work. And there is a way in kindness and mindfulness that doesn't require so much work. So to take a meditation posture and to close your eyes and take one deep inhale, and on the exhale, settle in as deep within as you can. A deep inhale again. And as if you're just a rock which is dropped into a lake, and as you exhale, that rock just settles into the bottom of the lake. Take a deep breath and drop in on the exhale. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And seeing if you can relax and soften parts of your body. The shoulders. Your chest. Your belly. And maybe your legs, knees, thighs can soften. And maybe softening around the mouth and the rest of the face. And being aware is one of the most precious activities that we can do. To be alert in a relaxed and peaceful way. And if you drop inside, if you allow for the deepest parts of you to open up, what is the awareness like there? What is it to be aware from there? And might you see two things? Might you see how you're trying to be aware, and how there might be awareness which doesn't require so much trying. The trying might be in the area of the brain. And being aware without so much trying can be anywhere. Sometimes it's felt in the area of the heart. And as we sit here now, you might also see, if closely connected to being alert, aware, in a soft, relaxed, persistent way, there might also be kindness. If you are going to think kindly, to relate kindly to whatever is occurring. To be still and gaze upon all things kindly. Where the kindness arises from some place that doesn't require much energy and effort. It arises maybe when you let go of extra effort, extra doing, the thinking about other places and times, relating to yourself in ways which are harsh or stressful. Like a rock that drops to the bottom of a pure, clear lake. Let yourself drop inside to the place deep within, where awareness seems more clear and effortless, and kindness can be. Be still and gaze upon all things kindly. What is awareness like? From that place within that is most quiet, most still. And in that place where awareness is most quiet and most still, can you bring forth simple kindness? Be still and gaze upon all things kindly. then as we come to the end of this sitting, I'll offer you a little kind of image for your imagination, scenario for your imagination. Imagine that you're sitting in a spot, meditating in a place that feels very safe and a place you feel very content, cozy and comfortable, where it's just nice to sit here. Perhaps there's a panoramic view of the countryside around you, on top of a hill, or panoramic view out the windows. Maybe you even have a meditation shawl around you that helps you feel kind of settled and happy to be just alive and be here, and as if nothing needs to happen, nothing's required of you. You're just here, sitting, very content. And without changing any of that, with no need to do anything, you gaze in your mind's eye, you gaze out across the world, encompassing the whole world and everyone in it, sitting content, peaceful, open, as if you're looking out across a countryside. And then see, can you find within you, in this content place, a very simple kindness, friendliness, gentleness, goodwill, as an attitude, as a way of being that arises because you're so content and needing nothing to do and just here in a peaceful way. And be still. And for a few moments, gaze across the world in kindness. Wishing, may all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be free. May all beings also be touched and nourished by peace, contentment, safety. And may it be as I get up from this meditation and start my day, or continue my day, or may you be a beacon of peace and well-being and safety for all beings.